Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, and she joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall, on this snowy day. 5 inches, huh?
Yeah, 5 inches at my house. Some people got a little more. Most people, I think the general average is probably around 3 inches for most
people.
Yeah,
we probably got about that. Yeah.
But
it's starting.
The higher elevations you are, the quicker it actually starts to cover. So.
Yeah.
What the heck? Yeah.
It's December. So.
All of a sudden, it looks like winter.
It does. So it was a busy week again.
Yeah.
Of course, we had the Sharon Hospital marathon hearing on Tuesday that went from like 10 o'clock in the morning till almost 10 o'clock at night. It was interesting, long, many, many people testifying on both sides, and the representatives from OHS, the Office of Health Strategy, listened to it all, and it was almost like a trial, and we'll wait and see what the results are. Did you listen in?
I listened in a couple of points, but when I took over a Tri-State Public Communications, the cable access,
mm-hmm.
we had to show up for these meetings. I think there was 10 of them, one of the meetings we were up against AT&T, and,
mm-hmm.
and there was me sitting in one table. They're the judges, the five sitting up there, and then opposite me was a table that had 15 lawyers.
Little daunting.
No, it wasn't. It was so ridiculous
mm-hmm.
that I said to myself, "This just looks so ridiculous." But the questions just
David come. And Goliath, huh?
And that didn't even include public comment. That just was. So I mean, yeah, those hearings can be very. They get so long, they get confusing.
Yeah, it was. Well, I
not
mean, it
the
just
audience.
Wears people out after.
Yeah.
I mean, by 9 o'clock at night, your just head is spinning. So, don't know how long it'll take before they come down with a decision, but. You know, it certainly is an emotional issue on both sides.
It'll be months, but I cannot see them doing anything but what they did with the Wyndham Hospital, which was say no.
Mm. We'll see, yeah. For those who may not know, and I can't believe it, this is to close the Sharon Hospital Labor and Delivery Unit, and then the upcoming application is for sort of merging the intensive care unit into a progressive care unit.
That's going to be a whole different meeting.
And that's a whole new CON and a whole new application process. So lots focused on the hospital these days. Another interesting business merger is that of Salisbury Bank and Trust. They are merging with NBT, which is stands for Norwich Bank and Trust, which I didn't know, out of Norwich, New York. And it's a large group, but as Rick Cantelli said, who's president of Salisbury Bank and Trust, it's a very community-minded group. So that's a big news for the local town where Salisbury Bank and Trust is going to be celebrating its 175th anniversary next year. So it's been here a long time.
Are they going to be able to keep the name Salisbury Bank, or are they going to go to NBT?
No, they're going to NBT.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Rick will become part of the executive management team. And operations will stay in Lakeville. But they have branches all over. The only branch they're not sure of that overlaps is the one at Great Barrington.
Yeah.
So that was big news this week. Of course, the luminaries were up and out. And Sharon this week on the green. It was a beautiful sight, and they are among all the other Christmas and holiday decorations, but that really stands out. It really was beautiful. That's done by the ambulance, Sharon Ambulance, and they had 1,300 of them.
And the amount of volunteers they have, I was here when they were bringing them out. To place them out,
mm-hmm.
different cars, different trucks, different people. Because try to think about placing 1,300 luminaries.
They said it was incredible. They did say it was unbelievable. Turnout of volunteers. Thalia McMillan is captain of the ambulance, and that was her biggest plea: was please thank everybody. She said we couldn't have done it without them. I think it's a great, it's a lovely project.
It's a good idea. And look at the money it raises for the ambulance squad.
Yeah, I mean, gosh. Exactly. Very smart.
With the $13,000, $14,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice going. And we had a COG recognition dinner, or not dinner, a holiday party this week. Not COG, I'm sorry, HYSB, Housatonic Youth Service Bureau.
Yeah, nice story on that couple. Nice story.
Yeah, Lance and Ann Beiser were given the Donald T. Warner Community Service Award, and it was a lovely event up at the HYSB office on the high school campus, and very deserving. And you and I remember Donald Warner.
Oh, I was going to say, for the people that don't know Donald, who Donald Warner was, you missed a guy that was just a. I'll put him in the same echoes of John Harney. He very smart man, very funny sense of humor.
Laugh if you were on a board with him, it was hysterical.
Yeah,
yeah. But so committed,
yep.
So committed to his community.
Absolutely.
And I served on the board of the Youth Service Bureau with him, and boy, no nonsense though. When it came time to adjourn,
he
didn't care what hadn't been done. We're moving on. But so devoted. So Lance and his wife Ann have served on many committees, and they were honored, and it was a lovely event. Okay, looking ahead, Marcia, we have tonight is the doubleheader in Falls Village.
It's a tripleheader, actually. The Board of Finance has a special meeting, then a regular meeting, and then the Board of Selectmen. So it's a tripleheader.
Okay, right, that's right. They're going to discuss the education budget and then go into regular session and then the selectmen meet. And then on Wednesday, there is a vigil at 5 o'clock for Sandy Hook.
On the 14th, yep, in front of the White Hart.
At the White Hart Lawn. It's to commemorate, if you can believe, the 10-year anniversary of that horrific event, as well as to bring attention to gun violence. Also that night, Falls Village is holding a meeting to hear from Frontier, who is planning to wire, as Comcast is in Sharon, the fiber optic network. And in this case, Frontier will do X amount, and the town will pay for the remaining. So that should be an interesting meeting. That's at 7 o'clock at the Emergency Services Center.
And it still comes out to be a good deal. And it's all these towns are going to be doing this now that Sharon did what it did. Every other town, I bet you, that doesn't have cable service is going to do this now. It's going to open it right up.
Well, I mean, all the officials and others have been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
And internet is as important as electricity and other utilities. If you want to attract people here and have them be able to work here and do what they need to do. So I think you're right. It's a $725,000 cost, and to me it seems well worth it. So, but we'll see what people say, and it should be an interesting meeting. And
at the Falls Village tree lighting on the 17th.
That's right. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on the 17th in Falls Village, tree lighting and cookies and Santa Claus. So that's probably the last holiday event. Everybody else has, I think, already had theirs.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, we had Stuff a Truck this weekend here in Kent, and of course there have been holiday things all over. And on the 18th, right across from you, they're going to be lighting the menorah.
Yep.
Or Hanukkah.
4:30 in the afternoon.
Carl. Remind me, Carl. Carl will be doing his
Carl
thing.
Carl Shia, yeah.
I think that's a nice addition to the community. And I think then we slow down for the holidays.
Which is nice.
It is nice. We can need to take a breather. Yeah. So I think that's it.
Pretty much.
Unless you have something that I should be mentioning.
No, pretty much that's just about it.
Yeah. As I say, things will quiet down a little bit after. Well, I shouldn't say that. We say that, and then, of course, things happen. But Mostly, there are no meetings between.
There's a break. Yeah, New Year's. There's a silent break. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Ruth. Well, take advantage of this break.
Yes, and let's hope things are quiet. And the snow does look pretty for the first time.
That's it. We'll leave it at that.
That's it. Yeah. Have a good week, Marshall.
Okay, Ruth. Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.